mentioned quite a few things. We spoke about the mice with the Biskarov. We saw the mice in the camps with Rav Mendel of Mipavlich, and we picked up all sorts of different ideas about what it means to be original, authentic, whatever those words mean. Makori, that means you're connected to the source of what you're doing. Makori is a hard word to translate. Generally, it really means you're connected to the source, like a well, a mayan is connected to its source, and the water flows out. That's what's Mayim Chaim, because it's flowing from its source the whole time. And then we saw the amazing story from the Lublina of the artist who drew a picture of a person carrying a bowl of fruit, and the birds came to eat from the fruit, and the artist was devastated, because if the painting was real, then the birds would have been too scared to come near the man. So so that's some of the background to what we want to deal with here. Now it gets a little bit more personal and a little bit more lemaisa. So once again, we're still talking in ideals, and each person has to somehow translate this down into his own reality. We're describing a hashkafria, so hashkafria is always going to be ideal. Okay, I'm on Daf Tzadik Beis in the middle of the page. Tafkidei la'eis, kazvei shu l'shuv la'eis achius. Our tafkid today, those of us that have lost the connection to that living water, to that spring, that wellspring of spiritual life, is to go back to that chius. Shai salanu ba'avar, that right before, alenu nizbeiman. I'm going to translate this word in a very unpopular way. I'm going to translate it as think. People don't like translating the word lisbeinan as to think. They like using all sorts of other words like meditate and yibodidut and all this kind of stuff, which is good. I'm not saying not, but what you need to do here is think. La'amik b'nafshenu, to drive deep within yourself. Limtzoi et mekor ha'mayim chayim es ha'yichidiyot shelanu. What you've got to try and find is your nekudas ha'chayim, your unique connection to life. Who are you uniquely, like anybody, like nobody else? And to inject some kind of spiritual life, some kind of fresh water onto our Torah and our mitzvahs. Hashem Shiyudim Makabalis Yehudato Behakorava Ava Mitoch Bechira. The same way the Jew accepts upon himself his Judaism and the recognition and the Ava that he has, that comes from Bechira. We have to talk about Bechira at some stage. It just needs so much background and so much shabbamas, and I just right now with it's hard to find the kof to dredge this up. Abba and Bechira is a massive subject, and it needs to be understood. Bechira with Abba, how exactly that works, it's very critical to understand. And he understands and he knows and he recognizes that's the most important, biggest light, whatever that means. Kach alav lekabel gam es kol mitzav echaye v'nisoynav ha-ketanim v'agedoynim mibechira. What does it mean that you have to accept upon yourself all the different situations of your life and the soynas that come upon you, the big ones, the little ones? You have to mekabel them with bechira. What does that mean? Kleima v'rotzah. V'simcha u'toich yedir shezu hu atoiv v'yosa v'abur. Because you recognize that is the best thing that could be happening. That's with everything. Now, those four lines are a lifetime's work. It means you have to accept everything that comes upon you, good or small, with Bechira. What does it mean with Bechira? With the knowledge, with the acknowledgement, with the Ratzon, with the Simcha, based on the Emunah that we have. The Emunah we have is Obidei Shemayim. Everything comes from Hashem, and it's all good. It's all for our good. It's not for His good. It's for our good that we have the Emunah. Now you have to live there. That's the Betochen. The Betochen is where I start living my Emunah. You can have Emunah and not have Betochen. You have Betochen without Emunah, it would be impossible, but you can have Emunah without Betochen. The Emunah is the theory, and the Betochen is the practice. We have to take that theory that we know we are all Yishamayim, to look on the Torah, and to start living with it. That's what we're talking about, yeah? דוימה, שאחס הדרוכים אשר תישא ימידנו וחוש הסקש החי והפועם עם ילדתנו, one of the ways that will help us to feel real the connection, the living connection, and that beating of our heart, of our Judaism, דרך תעזור לנו לקשור קשר ברעילם, that path that will enable us, will help us to, once again, I'm going to translate the words here for keshe and veikus. I'm onto this new word, not a new word, I've been using it a lot, but I've been working on it a lot lately. I'm going to use the word resonate. If that doesn't work for you, come up with your own word. Right now what's working for me in my relationship with Hashem is the word resonate. Makes it a bit more real, like lichshor keshe, to bind yourself to Hashem. I don't know what that means. And dveikus, I'm also having a bit of a problem with. So I'm going to use the word resonate. If that doesn't work for you and you've got a better one, then fine, I have no problem with that. Take what you want. Haya al yaday kach. So what is this? What is this pathway that can really help us? Because we all need a lot of help. Ki al yaday kach shenishna la'atzmeinu hashkem va'erev shemiyom shebashem elokim adam al ha'aretz. Sorry, I missed up here one second. Haya al yaday kach שנשנה לעצמנו השכם וערב, is to internalize for ourselves morning and evening all the time, שמיום שבא השם אלוקים האדם על הארץ לא חי אדם שהיה לו תפקידו מלשלי. The first thing you have to come to terms with, and this is a hard one to accept, it comes with a lot of responsibility, this is some kind of a kima בשבילי נברא העולם, and that is from the first moment of Bria Olam until the end of the world, there's never going to be anybody that walked on this planet that had the same job as you. That's the first thing you need to know. You have a special business with Hashem. Your job is a job that nobody else can fulfill, never ever. Not Moshe Rabbeinu, not Abraham, they could never have done your job. Ani kaviyachol kalasa shel Hashem isbarach v'yesh li ito kaviyachol dvarim shebetzina. I'm, so to speak, the color of Hashem, as we spent a lot of time explaining, and therefore I have with Hashem, kaviyachol, very private matters. Same as a husband and wife have many private matters. There's no one in the world that has access to that relationship. It's a chen yichud, nobody else is allowed in there. It's me and a kodesh baruch hu, and we have this private relationship, and I'm working with him privately, and nobody else has any access to that. יש לי תפקיד שרק אני יכול לעשות איסו. I have a תפקיד that I can do. That a person has to internalize and get that very clear. It's scary because of two reasons. First of all, we don't know what a תפקיד, מיוחד תפקיד is. We're doing like everybody else is doing. I mentioned the other day, everybody's doing the same thing. We all have the same shulchan aruch, and we're all keeping the same mitzvahs and doing the same stuff, and going to work, and coming home, and learning, and looking after the kids, and eating, and maintenance, and going to the bank, and going shopping, and doing all sorts. So everybody looks the same to me. We don't, where's my unique tafkid? How do I put on tefillin in a way that nobody else is putting on tefillin? Everyone's putting on tefillin, so what's the big deal with my tefillin? So it's a difficult avoider to find your own unique connection to one's life. And also it's scary because if you find what your unique tafkid is, then it machives you to go and do something about it. And much easier to just say, well, I don't really know what to do, and I'll just do what everybody else does, and then that becomes your beacon light in the world. Well, if everybody's doing that, so then it must be fine. And you just carry on doing that, and as I've mentioned many times, there's nothing more treif in the world than the statement, I'm doing that because, well, everybody does it. There's nothing more treif than that. That's the treifest reason to do anything is why, because everybody does it. That's not a reason to do anything. Avraham Avinu gave us the ability to be completely unique, to stand against the entire world. The whole world was doing it, and Avraham Avinu said, sorry, I'm not on board. I disagree, and therefore I'll stand alone. I don't do things because everybody else does it. I do it because it's the right thing to do, not because everyone's doing it. If everybody's doing the right thing, then fine, I will come with that. But just because someone's doing it, that doesn't mean that I have to do it.
And that is the reason why you're doing something, should you stop doing it? Or what's the alternative?
Well, I didn't hear, what did you say?
If that's the reason why you're doing it, because other people are doing it, then what, you should stop doing it. That's the alternative, then people are going to stop being religious. Most people are disturbing that for all of us nowadays. So what, they must stop keeping halacha because they're not making it real?
No, I never suggested that. suggest that if you're doing something because someone else is doing it, you should stop and allow it, evaluate it and find out why you're really doing it.
But you can't stop. That's the problem with Yishkat. You can't stop doing mitzvahs and you can't stop keeping halacha.
No one suggested you should stop. You are. You're touching on a difficult subject. Yeah, we dealt with it a little bit earlier and we're going to come back to it. The subject of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim before Kabbalah Sol Torah. That's what we're dealing with now. Right now, in the part of the sefer that we're dealing with, this is a very difficult one. Be very careful here. You can get very lost here. Right now, we're emphasizing the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim without an emphasis and without looking at the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs Bichlal. Does that mean you should stop doing mitzvahs? No, I'm not suggesting that. We're not trying to become Christian. We're trying to enhance our Yiddishkeit. But you should at least be aware of the fact that it could be that your Q mitzvahs right now is very dry. And it's very mitzvahs hamashim v'lumado. And acknowledge that and recognize that. How do you change that? Not by stopping it. Mm-hmm. You change it by injecting into it real life. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So you have to wait a little bit here. We're gonna get to Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. That's the whole second half of the sefer. Right now we're dealing with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. We're trying to discover who we are. We should already have done this when we were 3 years old, but we didn't. So we're trying to like dig the foundations into the building once the building's been built. You built the building and you didn't put in foundations. So now what do? You don't knock down the building. You dig foundations in under the building. That's very difficult. That's not the ideal way to do it. What you would like to do is have dug the foundations and then built the building. But that's not what we did. So we've got some very difficult, complex work to do in this generation, which nobody else had to deal with before. That's what's kind of new. What that digging the foundations in under the building looks like is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim with some kind of a not so good Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Because the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is always going to be chosse if it doesn't have the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim before. That's what the Gemara says. You first have to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim and then you can be Mekabel or Mitzvahs. We were Mekabel Mitzvahs before the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So now we have to somehow reverse the process without giving up all the Kiyum Mitzvahs we have. So yeah, so you're going to have a little bit of patience. You're going to have to slowly, slowly build your Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim without destroying your binyan of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And slowly, slowly, the foundations will start propping up the building. It'll be the work that you've done in the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim will start impacting your Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs and they'll start becoming more alive and more real. That's the avodah. It's not a simple avodah. It's not possible at all. But then, you know, I didn't ask for the job, but I got it, so I have to do it. That's the avodah, yeah. For the Baal Teshuva, it's much easier. Because for the Baal Teshuva, he starts off with his Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim before he starts with his Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. If you burn from it, it's much more difficult. The reason why you're a from Orthodox Jew is because you're a from Orthodox Jew, because everyone's a from Orthodox Jew, and that's what you do, because that's what people do here. And now you suddenly wake up and realize, 1 second, why am I doing this? Like I mentioned the other day, if you discovered you weren't Jewish, but you're Madaya. So then you're grappling with this question. So what we're trying to do here is inject into our Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs a new life. That'll make it real and make it personal and will enable me to have a deep relationship with Hashem without losing the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. That's very, very tricky. You've raised a very difficult, yeah, but that's the avodah. You have to be humble and you have to embrace it. That's what you're dealing with, yeah. No one's suggesting, yeah, Chalila, for, you know, that you should just throw it out the mitzvah window and just beloved Hashem. That's all we're talking about. It's what we should have done from the age of 1.5. We didn't, so now we have to start doing it like this. And that's also what Hashem wanted. It's a very unique avodah, and if you embrace it, you'll see it. You have to experience it. You'll see when you start doing it, your mitzvahs will start looking different. It doesn't mean every mitzvah will suddenly become like fireworks and wonderful and all that. No, but slowly, slowly you'll start sensing that there's something real going on here. Okay. Where are we holding? Yeah, okay. וכך שינם, אתה בא למצבי בייס, וכך שינם חכמים, ומיילתי תשמייני, להגיד בגולוסי של מלך מלך המלוך עם הקודש ברוך הוא, שאדם חייבה כמה מטבעות וחייסם אחד. כולם באים לזה לזה, והקודש ברוך הוא תובע כל אחד, כל אדם בחייסמי של אדם הראשון. ואין אחד באים לחברי ולכיב צריך כל אחד, לא אמא בשבילי נברא אמא. ואיזה צי מיילתי? להגיד בגולוסי של מלך מלך המלוך עם הקודש ברוך הוא. And to declare the greatness of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. person, when he makes, because when a person makes, he prints a coin, he makes a matbea, a coin, so he does it with one imprint, one signature, one picture, and they're all the same. Every 50 agurot piece has the same chosim on it. But Kosh Baruch Hu prints everybody with the same feature of what Adam HaRishon is, everyone's the same, and yet, no one's the same. It means the coin is printed with a print of Adam HaRishon, we're all a microcosm of Adam HaRishon, and yet everyone's different. And therefore everybody has to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. There's another facet in the diamond of Bishvili Nivra Olam that is, I'm very different. And I have a unique tachlis in the world, and only I can fulfill that tachlis. That means the whole world's kedar because of me. That's the Yalkut Shmoni. In Gracious Perek Aleph, if you want to go have a look at it there, that's amazing. That's mamash, that's astounding. We all the same, and yet we all very different. It's b'shem shepat sofei mishtanesh kotkei osei mishtanesh. The miracle that we all have the same features, the same face, the same nose, eyes, everything's the same, and yet no two people look the same. And so too, we don't have the same personalities, and that's because we don't have the same job. If we had the same job, it could all be the same. The fact is, we have all different jobs, we need different tools. And therefore Hashem gave us all different features, different personalities, different strengths and weaknesses, because we all have a unique tachlis. By the way, this avoida is I keep coming back to it, because we're living with it. That's the metzias we're living with at the moment, and that's what Hashem wants. So we have to learn from it. That's the metzias of this coronavirus, is the fact that we're locked up, we're alone. You can't serve Hashem anymore. You could, it depends where you live. You're not locked down, you're locked down, whatever, but at least they avoid it during the lockdown. Because you can't serve Hashem in the way you did before as a klal person. You have to serve Hashem on your own. You're alone, so you have to get in touch with yourself. You have to daven the way you daven, not like anybody else. You're not just davening with a klal anymore and just going through the motions. Now you actually have to daven the way you daven. A lot of avoda prati that a person is developing through these times of being alone. And even touching, you discover that unique aspect of you. Avada that has to at some point be plugged back into the klal. We never perish min atzilu. We are part of klal Yisrael. The klal is not to be isolated from klal Yisrael. The klal is to be, the goal is to be connected. But that's the vault in Asina. In Asina, we stood ish echad b'leiv echad. Ish echad b'leiv echad means what? That we were all united. So then just say we stood at Asina b'leiv echad. What's ish echad b'leiv echad? Well, that's number one. Number two is the Chazal tell us, and Moshe Rabbeinu told everybody where to stand. Everybody had his your own unique place where to stand at Kabbalah Satayra. Why? The Hashem's coming down on the mountain. Hashem's infinite is big. You can hear him from everywhere, the whole world. So what do I need Moshe Rabbeinu to tell me where to stand? I'll stand where I want. You got better seats, worse seats, more expensive seats. Well, what's exactly the story? No, the vort is that ish echad, b'leiv echad, means each one is an ish echad. Each Jew stood there uniquely having his own personal Kabbalah Satayra. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell you where to stand, because where you stood is your unique place, where you makabel Torah like nobody else. You're looking at it in a way that no one else can look at it. Your perspective on this reality was unique. You weren't standing in the same place as your friend, so he saw from a different angle, and you saw from your angle, everyone saw differently, and everyone was an ish echad. The chiddush was that even though each one was unique individual, they were still b'leiv echad, they all were united. And that's their vote. Their vote is to become the most individual, actualized, fully activated Jew that you can become, and at the same time still be part of the klal. About that, we're talking about Torah-tuned individuality, you know, and just do whatever you want. We're talking about within the realms of the Torah framework. You have to become the most unique human being that ever was. Torah-tuned, unique individual. And you see that by the Bible. You see that through all the generations. Incredible, incredible, fiery uniqueness of the Bible. And yet, when push came to shove, they all went together and they all had a common goal. The differences were the shame shemayim. That's the enormously unbelievable, it's a nice of Torah, that the more involved you get in Torah, the more individual you become, and the more you become unique and distant from everything else, and the more you're able to be a cloud person. That's the vote here. So that's what the Yalkut's telling us here. The Kol Yehudi Yesh Chosim B'Tfus Miyuchad. Every Jew has his own unique imprint. In the spiritual world, you have to actualize, you have to get in touch with your own unique print. Don't start using somebody else's tools now. If you start using somebody else's imprint, that's forgery. You're not you, you're somebody else now. I think I mentioned that in Slobodka, the Alta Slobodka, when Talmidim started imitating a Rebbe, he asked the Rebbe to stop coming because you can't produce individuals when people are copying other people. It doesn't mean you don't learn from everybody. It's not a steer to Halaymed, Mikol Adam, that's what a Chocham is. But you have to learn from everybody. But you have to take that learning and use it to become you individually. Don't imitate learning from somebody else and learning minors and learning good qualities and learning how to do things. That's wonderful. But it's less you have your unique imprint when you actualize it. Like I said, it's unpopular. I should have just translated the word Lisbon and as meditate, and then we can all go off and just whatever sort of waddle through it. But now you actually have to think about this and work. It's hard, not posh. Chotem she'einu shelcha, gam im kabalta oisib yerusha mitzadik elyon. This chasima, this chotemet, that's not yours, even if you got it from a big tzaddik, you inherited this from a moedik, a big tzaddik, sof, enu shalcha, it's not yours. V'chein im ha-choysen, im tachtoim bo, al shtar yosugadoim, mizefes hi. If you took that big tzaddik's chotemet, his stamp, his signing stamp, and you used it, you signed on documents or whatever, it's a forgery. You signed a check using his signature, it wasn't your signature. No told Sitkoser or Hasidoiser Shalbal Hachotemet Lahakshir Sashtar Sharem Zufu. Okay, how? How much of a tzaddik and a chosid the person whose signature you forged is? And then that's a forgery. Yeah, but he's a big tzaddik. Moshe Rabbeinu himself signed. Yeah, no, but it's not you. Come on, Cain, but with the same as Moreno, Lord die, Lord, the Odom, she stopped at the marsh, he'd be poor, a voice of a voice of. In our avoider, In being an Eved Hashem, it's not enough. You use it, how do we use it? We don't start from scratch. You have to take what you've inherited from your fathers, from your Rebbeim, and you have to use that to create your own imprint. Chai Vuh Leit Bir Et HaChotemet HaYishit Shelo V'Kol Malach V'Doysel. You have to apply your unique imprint onto everything you've taken. So once again, that's a difficult shiluf because you're not just being yourself. Because you're taking what you've learned, you've taken what you've absorbed, you have to have a Rebbe, a Senecha Rav. Without a Rebbe, you can't start. You had parents, you internalized many, many good things. You're not going to throw that out the window. A lot of Baal Tshuva do that. They become a Baal Tshuva. He throws everything out the window and he starts from scratch. No, you don't want to do that. You want to take what's good and you want to go forward with it. But it's got to have your unique imprint. You're not doing it as robot. You're doing this thing that your father did, but you're doing it the way you do it, not the way he did it. Because you're not him and he's not you. Okay, what's the time? The Balatanya, I did Nurim B'Shem Reb Chaika. The Balatanya had a friend in his youth called Reb Chaika. How many you did it? Ah, how you showed him with Acha Bedoysam Betachlis. They were very good friends, but they were very different. Very different. Balatanya Kuru Moach, Machshova, these Boydenus. Balatanya was very much the Bal Seichel, you know, the thought and depth. Hamash Kadir Shalit Alalev, the mind, the safe supposed to rule over the heart. Vira Diri Reb Chaika, Hayu Kulu Lev, he was Kulu Lev. Kol Tfilosof Hayu Ish Lahava, his tefillah was mamash like a burning fire. Shofir Chaya is Libay Kamayim B'Tfilosof, his Rakshut in his Palut. In Slobodka, they used to daven very, very quietly, except on Rosh Hashanah, but they davened because it was Kulu Moyach, they were working on their minds. When you work on your mind, you don't have to shochel and get it. In other places, they daven with a lay, they daven with enormous hislaibus and fire and whatever, you have to see what works for you. So those were the two, two good friends of Chavrusas. For Kol Echad Himchil Al-Timer V'Achor V'Seid Avodoy, so Talmide Arevi Balatanya Yosh Vishal Saruchos Mitrechis Bonus Machshava. The Talmidim, each one gave to his Talmidim his unique path. The Talmidim of the Balatanya used to sit for hours in meditation and Machshava. Actually, a place him was PM with Tfilah. גם תפילה סמה יש שקול למדודה ונמאס מתוך מחשב ויזבוינינוס. Before they were open their mouths in Tfilah, there was a cheshbon, it was worked out, each word, what, how, where, a lot of deep thought involved. ולא תאמרו של רב חייקה, בוערים היו באש קודש, ותפילוסם קיירו לתכס. The Talmud of Rechaika, their tefillah was like a burning fire, like a madura, it was like a boiling pot. Leyamim bo Talmid of the Bala Tanya, v'tlonen lifnei Rabbe. The Talmid of the Bala Tanya came and they said, they complained. Yom Yedeinu Rabbeinu HaKeitzer. Ani kedai shuuchol itpolol karoi, ala lachines atzmi v'meshech shals b'izboinenus. How did you teach us how to daven? In order to daven properly, I have to spend hours preparing and meditating and thinking. They're really like bursting forth in flames. Listen carefully. That Talmud that you see burning flames in his tefillah, that's not him. Rab Chaika Bobakirboy. He's got Rab Chaika inside of him. It's Atzmo Udain Lo Motza, himself, he hasn't found yet. Means he saw Rab Chaika davening like that, and he davens like that. But himself, he doesn't know. He doesn't know himself. He doesn't know he's supposed to be davening. That means that's not him burning and aroused in this enormous passionate tefillah. That's Rab Chaika. Et Atzmo Udain Lo Motza. He hasn't found himself yet. That's such a statement from a Baal Musa. That's such a Baal Musa statement. Moedig. Es pashkof azu rotze ba latane lanchi lo tamidoi. Ein dai lo liyudi b'ma shekimu mi rabaisa. It's not enough what you get from your rabbi. You need it. You need the kel aviv. Why do you need that? No one's saying not. Chas v'chalila. It's how Torah is transmitted from Rebbe to Talmud, from father to son. We don't want to break the chain of Masoira. But the Talmud has to be, and the Talmud has to be himself. Alav ladveh es choysma ashi b'tarosu b'tfilosu b'kol seyran abosu. He has to really, really get in touch with, is this me davening or is this someone else davening? How am I learning? How am I, all my avodah, is it me or is it just copy? But let's just stop the next shtickle here and then I'll leave you alone. The Midrash Rabbi Esther, m'supu b'shvach na'alosu shal Mordechai ha-Yehudi. The Midrash there talks about the enormous praise of Mordechai. כשעומד קרא מבין יוחד כנגד כל העולם כדי לפרסם את האמונה, he stood against the entire world, even the Jewish population, in order to פרסם את האמונה, ונקרא בפוסק איש יהודי. He was called an איש יהודי. He was from שבט יהודה. וכך אומרים חז"ל, אל תקרא יהודי אלא יחידי. ואם קוראים יהודי, קוראים יחידי, קוראים יוניק. It's not just a play on words. It means when you swap the hay, the yud for the vav, you come out with yechidi from Yehudi. That's the essence, that the inner core of what a Jew is yechidi. Mehusa shel kol Yehudi hu loisa ish yechidi. The essence of every Jew is to be different. Yesh lo tafkid hamiyuchad ach v'rat lo, v'yesh lo gam nisoynes hamekodim rak loy. Abay yotziv otanu lo tachmud beis reyecho shoyr v'chamoyche l'kol asher l'reyecho. Don't give it what other people have got. Don't worry what other people have got. You focus on what you've got. You have to do it. We'll come back to this tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow that you're at the bottom of Tzadi Gimel. Okay, so that's a lot of work. We should maybe get back in a month. Go do the work and we'll meet you in a month. That's fine. We'll carry on doing what we're doing here. But that's the mission. That's the job. It's some kind of a mission impossible, but that's what we have to do. You've got to get to know yourself, understand yourself, and discover what your unique contribution in this world is. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow, any questions or whatever, I'm around.
Shkaya.
Thank you, Rav Shem.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.